USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats and Republicans are growing impatient about the conditions at the U.S.-Mexico border. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas could bear the brunt when he testifies in the House on Wednesday. Representative Bernie Thompson, chair of the Homeland Security Committee, will lead the questioning. Some Texas Democrats also remain perturbed they didn't get any warning a White House delegation would be visiting their state 2 weeks ago. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is ramping up criticism of Iran and mainland China. On Tuesday, Johnson told Parliament that Iran and China are posing a growing threat to the free world. Another takeaway from the speech, the Prime Minister said he will increase Britain's arsenal of nuclear warheads by 40% amid President Biden's failure to stand up to global threats. President Biden will hold his first solo press conference on the afternoon of Thursday, March 25th. It's been over 100 years since a new president waited so long in office before holding a presser. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As an estimated 13,000 underage children are now being held at the U.S.-Mexico border, President Biden is touring the country informing Americans about the coronavirus stimulus bill. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden says he currently has no plans to travel to the U.S.-Mexico border. This comes after FEMA arrived at the border to help shelter illegal immigrant children and expedite the vetting process. The president answering the brief question while he was on his way to Pennsylvania to promote the recently passed stimulus bill. Vice President Kamala Harris was asked why President Biden has to sell the bill.
It's not selling it. It's literally letting people know their rights, right? It's kind of like you buy a product, you've already been sold on the product, but you need some directions on the box usually, right? And so this is about, hey, know that you're entitled to this. File your taxes so that you can speed up the benefits that you're going to receive.
Thanks for being there. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
NASCAR is presenting the Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 at the Atlanta Motor Speedway this weekend. Driver Ryan Blaney in the number 12 Ford Mustang for Team Penske tells Motor Racing Network his opinion of the track.
I'd say Atlanta and Homestead are pretty similar as far as tire fall off. Atlanta actually might have a little bit more fall off, but it's rougher than Homestead. So I've always enjoyed Atlanta. It's a really great track. Always get, you know, good fans out there. They do a good job of promoting that race. I'm excited to go back there. I like old, slick, worn-out racetracks where you got to really search around. And but, yeah, definitely tires fall off very rapidly, and you have to be aware of that. You can't just go really hard every lap. You have to be, you know, conscious of I have to save some stuff or I might be really paying the price here in 15 laps. People will be driving by on both sides. So you want to get all you can on restarts, but get all you can, then you're like, all right, I got to go into a little bit of conservation mode and just not abuse my stuff because it's a long 500-mile race that you have to really be aggressive, but be mindful that if you're too aggressive, you're really going to pay the price for it later on.
Tickets are still available on the NASCAR website. The race is Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox. As spring training continues in Major League Baseball, bragging rights in the Grapefruit League go to the New York Yankees with an 11-4 record. The Cactus League top dog is the Kansas City Royals at 12-4. 14 games are scheduled for today. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.